Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
In June 2003, a vice chairman of J.P. Morgan sent an email to the masters of the universe who worked for him. Take the time today to call a client and tell them you love them. They won't forget you made the call, he wrote. If any of his underlings followed Jimmy Lee's advice, I'm sure the clients will not have forgotten. An unsolicited declaration of love from an investment banker is the sort of thing to lodge itself uncomfortably in the memory for a very long time. In the intervening years, I've often thought with nostalgia of Lee's memo. Nothing I've seen since then comes anywhere close in terms of misconstruing the relationship between a client and its professional advisors. Until last week, when a reader sent me the 2010 Deloitte calendar, which sits on the desks of its auditors and consultants in the UK. On the front page, it says, "A client a day," a phrase that is repeated on every page within. The more familiar slogan, "A Mars a day helps you work, rest and play," is perfectly sensible. It may be plainly untrue, but at least it makes one inclined to rip off the wrapper and eat the bar at once. But a client a day makes no sense at all, especially in a business where people often work with the same client for months on end. Inside the calendar, the month of January shows a picture of a dewy apple alongside the words, "maintaining a healthy relationship." This is even more baffling. Do auditors generally have unhealthy relationships with their clients unless advised otherwise by calendars? According to Google, an unhealthy relationship entails domestic violence, betrayal, and addiction. I had no idea that a life in audit could be so exciting. The monthly tip for February reads, "It's good to talk, it's even better to listen." The picture is of a phone left off the hook, giving the impression that the consultant has nipped off to make a cup of tea while the client bangs on unsuspectingly. I've just asked a friend who is an old hand at employing consultants whether listening is indeed better than talking. He shook his head. I'm paying the bastards, so I'd like it if they could say something useful. May has a picture of a half-eaten watermelon. Something to get your teeth into, it says. I don't like to think of what's being implied here. Is it suggesting that Deloitte workers should bite their clients? For June, there are two parrots on a perch looking companionable. A problem shared, it says. The imagery here is puzzling, as parrots surely repeat whatever they've just heard and don't understand a word of it. August, worryingly, shows a penknife, but October is even more unfortunate. By a photograph of a pumpkin are the words, "give them a treat." It's surely essential that auditors eschew Halloween, as neither tricks nor treats are permissible in a post-Enron age. November's offering is a firework. Remember, remember, it says. Remember what? That a band of traitors tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament 400 years ago? Why do auditors need to remember that? Wouldn't they be better off remembering IFRS instead? In all, the motivational calendar is by turns pathetic, moronic, ill-advised and plain wrong. While the J.P. Morgan effort was utterly creepy and phony, at least one could see what it was driving at. It was an attempt to get bankers to be agreeable to their clients. The Deloitte effort is more frightening because it has evidently had a lot of thought and expense lavished on it and will sit on desks for a full year encouraging staff to ignore the four things that matter in a client relationship. These are experience, mastery of subject matter, diligence, and punctuality. The thing that distresses me most about the calendar is it proves the perpetrators of bullshit repeat offend, no matter how severe the warning. 2.5 years ago, Deloitte produced a motivational staff booklet called The Little Blue Book of Strategy. I wrote a whole column about it saying that like Mao's Little Red Book, it was an instrument of brainwashing and torture of language. Deloitte wasn't pleased. I was summoned for a bollocking over breakfast with the firm's global chief. He said his bit and I said mine, but I was impressed at how he seemed to be taking it all in. Now, thanks to the calendar, I see the firm prefers talking to listening, after all. If any of the top brass would like to do more talking over a second bollocking breakfast, I'm available most days next week, though not Tuesday, as I'm at the dental hygienist.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.